I said earlier that nobody ever quite leaves the Shakespeare Institute, though one has to acknowledge that some people have made some fairly elaborate attempts at trying to do so. After Stanley's glorious decade of directorship, he was succeeded by the great scholar and performance critic and man of the world and flaneur. And it's nice to be able to say these things since he's not physically present. Peter Holland, and so we have a change of medium now as we hand over to Peter Holland, who will address us from Notre Dame, Indiana.
I remember when I first went to the Shakespeare Institute, I was just getting towards the end of writing my PhD thesis when my dissertation supervisor, Anne Barton, suggested that we went and caught one of the papers at one of the international Shakespeare conferences in the summer. And I sat and listened to quite a good paper in which every quotation was given with the full possible hammy experience that one could imagine. So nothing much has changed at the Institute ever since then, except I've got older and the Institute has stayed to some extent the same. I moved to the Institute in 97 as its director, and I knew it was going to be fun. But what I didn't know, what I came to value so extraordinarily highly, was that the Institute is one of the great academic communities, not only in England, but in the whole world of academic study in the humanities. There isn't another place, especially for Shakespeare study, in which people are working towards postgraduate degrees, working on their research alongside each other in a single community of shared interest. And that's a very remarkable achievement. Thursday afternoons and those lectures and discussions or seminars, depending on what they're currently being called, are special times in which a large group of graduates and faculty get together to think together about a topic in their field. Here I am now, sitting on a stage at the University of Notre Dame in Indiana, feeling a very long way away from Stratford-upon-Avon, but wishing I were there in person instead of just in this kind of virtual existence, and wanting to say to everybody, to the students, to the fellows of the Institute, past and present who are there, to directors past and present who are there, and especially and not least, the people who really run the Institute, the staff, Daphne and Etta, and David, and Rebecca, and Juliet. Have a wonderful time at this party. I reach for a glass to wish the Institute a happy 60th birthday, and I look forward to being there in 10 years' time to celebrate the 70th, and 10 years after that for the 80th, and so into the future. To the Shakespeare Institute.
Uncanny, isn't it? There is something rather ghostly about video, and there'll be some more hauntings later on today.